Good morning. It's 7:40. Time now for our Women's Bowling Report. And joining us this morning is Mary Beverly. And the Women's Bowling Report is presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burr, on our website, WHTC.com, and, of course, on 1450 WHTC. Mary, the interesting thing is we've been talking for a few months now. We actually haven't met face-to-face, but I know, just the way you are every single morning, that you are an amazing person because you always seem to have a smile on your face, and I can tell just by through the radio. So I appreciate talking to you every single morning, and I'm not looking forward, actually, to this conversation coming to an end in a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you very much. And you know what? I have been very fortunate, and 97% of the time, there is a smile on my face, and the other 3%, nobody's going
to
see it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Nobody will ever see it, because my dog and I will walk off into the woods, and we will get it straightened around.
Well, that's right. We talked about that. If Mary Beverly is upset in the woods, does anybody know it and hear it? Probably not, right?
That's right, because there's 13 acres out there. Hey, I don't think these ladies want to stop bowling this season. I've got some super scores. And, yes, it'll be no April Fool's joke. Next week, Tuesday, will be our last program for the women's scores. So, anyway, here we go with the highs for this week, ending March 22nd. Monica Solis from the Friday Night Rollers, 264. Then I have Jordan Kirkland from the Sunshine League with a 257. Mm. On the four-star league, it's Tammy Newberry, 256. She's followed by Robin Veenhoven from the Sunshine League with the 246. I have Krista Pardue and Katie Vintainen, both on the four-star league, both with 245 games last week. Doris Forker, George Baker, Twin Village, 235. And from the Sunshine League, Bel Guerrero with a 227 and Lori Kirkland with a 223, also on the Sunshine League. From Sunday Night Mixed, it's 222 for Vicki Lepore. And rounding out the top 10 this week, Courtney Garvelink with a 218 on the Sunshine League. High Series, Tammy Newberry, four-star league, 712. That is Tammy's third 700 this season. Doris Forker from George Baker Twin Village, 684. Then I have from the four-star league, Krista Pardue with a 645. Bel Guerrero on the Sunshine League, 628. Then from four-star, it's a 623 for Katie Vintainen. Robin Veenhoven also had a 623. She did that on the Sunshine League. Bel Guerrero, I have her a second time here, Sunshine League, and that was a 622. Sunday Night Mixed was a 615 for Vicki Lepore. Then I have Laura Bale from Sunday Night Mixed with a 609. 607, Lori Kirkland, Sunshine League, and rounding out the top 10 with an even 600, it's Courtney Garvelink from the Sunshine League. Okay, here are a few highlights, and I'm just really thrilled to get scores from all of these league secretaries. That's what makes this program. From the Sunday Night Mixed, it was Kelsey Lepore who averages 129, 174, and a 485. On Lake Effect, it was Dawn Alexander Nyhoff with a 201 and a 543. She averages 142. Then I have a lady with an average of 117, Jill Bastaness, with a 187 game. Tracy Cook from Lake Effect averages 109 and a 173 for her. Nice going, ladies. Maybe these ladies don't make the top 10, but they are very proud of the scores that they have.
Better than me. I know we're close to where my scores are.
Not this past weekend, but the weekend before, there were a group of ladies from Holland that went down to Monroe to bowl in the state tournament, and they did very, very well. I have a couple of those updates right now. Division One doubles and handicap in first place. This is in the state, in Division One. Jordan Kirkland and Bobby Joe Bersma turned in a 16.03 with their handicap. Jordan shot her first 700, a 709. Welcome to the 700 Club, Jordan. Kim Smith Division One singles handicap is in third place right now with an 802. Kim is also in second place handicap all events with a 2332, and fifth place scratch all events with a 2026. Jordan Kirkland handicap all events is in fifth place, 2315. So our Holland ladies made everybody sit up and take notice. We also have coming up on the 26th of April, the 5th Annual Bruce Burstma Memorial Scholarship at Northland Lanes, registration between 6 and 7. And this is a fundraiser for our juniors and our scholarship program. Entry is $15 per person. And even if you choose not to bowl, you can make a donation. And here are four of our scholarship winners for this year: Brielle Newberry, Brandon DeYoung, Spencer Moore, and Mike Torres. These young people meet the criteria to apply and win one of these scholarships. It's not only based on their bowling, but it's also based on scholastic activities and community activities. So they are well-rounded students. Congratulations to our scholarship winners. If anybody wants any more information about tournaments, they can go to either our own website, greaterhollandbowling.com, or the Michigan Women's Bowling Association.com website, and that's miwba.com/state.hotmail. Also like to mention, all of our bowling centers are forming spring leagues. Call the bowling center, find out what time and what's going to fit for you. Some of them are 8-week seasons, some of them are 16-week seasons, but let's keep you out on the lanes and get primed for next fall. I know I try to bowl during the course of the summer at least once a week just to keep my timing straight. And I think that's going to wrap it up for today. I've got a dog to run in the woods, but it's not because I'm feeling crabby, okay?
All right, Mary. Well, I appreciate you doing the report, and it's going to be kind of a sweet and sour final report next Tuesday.
Well, I can always call back with a weather forecast or the fishing report or something like that.
Oh, Mary, as I've kind of made apparent, I like taking calls, and I kind of get lonely in the studio all by myself in the morning, although I do have company. Gary's in the newsroom. But it's always nice to hear you, your voice, and anybody else who ever wants to call in.
Okay, great. And Dan, you have a grand and glorious day, and all our listeners, thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our pro bowling program. Talk to you next week.
All right, Mary, thank you so much. That's
bye-bye.